I understand that it isn't okay for any monk or human being to say that they are enlightened. How come that the Buddha himself proclaimed that he is the enlightened one, the knower of the world? Did people write this down or quote the Buddha? One is the, you know, some of it is just the epithets that one calls the Buddha, and it's through that extension of, like a devotional recognition. And some of it is in, one has to get the context of in the discourses, when the Buddha, the first time that the Buddha proclaimed himself to be fully enlightened, and then the reaction was the person who he had just told it to shook his head and walked away. May it be so, friend. He realized that wasn't a great approach. That's when he his next teaching was on Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Path. Was a more balanced approach. Also, the Buddha, a lot of the early suttas are before he formulated a rule around it, so that you've got many layers of the discourses, it wasn't until quite a few years after the establishing of his teaching the Buddha laid it down as a formal rule, and the main reason is that people were making claims in order to gain recognition and support. There are times when the Buddha, and in general, the Buddha didn't rely on proclamations of his specialness in order to try to get people to practice. What the Buddha did was point to the teachings, point to the truth, point to the ways of practice, and led people to encourage people to practice. So that it's actually a rare occasion that the Buddha actually did that in terms of straight out up front sort of saying and proclaiming his kind of accomplishments, and it tended to be in the very early days of the dispensation, as he continued to teach, and there's a certain skillfulness and skillful means became more refined and more cautious as well, because if somebody is going to practice just because the teacher is enlightened, then it tends to be a pretty shallow base for practice. If they don't have confidence in themselves, don't have confidence in the teaching, and they're relying on an external being to inspire them and keep them practicing, then that's not a stable foundation for practice. So the Buddha was extremely wise and skillful, and had people's long-term benefit at heart. So that that it's very rare that he used that kind of proclamation of his specialness as a basis for trying to get people to practice.